Can you tell me about yourself and where you came from?
Dime de ti y de dónde vienes.
Ok. Yo me llamo Nelson y tengo 57 años y vengo de El Salvador.
My name is Nelson. I'm 57 years old and I come from El Salvador.
How old were you when you moved and how did that affect you?
¿Cuánto tenías cuando te moviste? ¿Cuántos años y cómo te afectó moverte de tu país?
Yo tenía 25 años y me afectó porque dejé mi familia y mi cultura.
Okay. I was 25 years old when I moved, and it affected me in a way because I left my whole family behind and my culture.
What were the conditions in the country where you left?
¿Cómo eran las condiciones del país cuando tú te viniste?
Mi país estaba en guerra y había muy, muy poco trabajo.
My country was at a civil war, and there was no jobs to be found.
What was your first day like in America?
¿Cómo fue tu primer día en América?
Fue triste porque no sabía hablar inglés y tenía que enfrentarme a una nueva forma de vivir.
It was very sad because I did not know the language and I couldn't communicate. And I had to learn how to live in a total different way. The lifestyle here is so different from my country.
Can you list a couple challenges you faced immigrating?
¿Puedes decirme algunos problemas o algunos unas situaciones difíciles que encontraste viniendo a este país?
Una dificultad que encontré fue el hecho de ir a buscar trabajo, que no sabía cómo pedir mi trabajo, ni sabía cómo poder cobrar, porque no sabía los precios y no sabía a cómo se podía cobrar la hora.
Mm-hmm. One of the challenges was one of the many were ask for a job. How do I ask for a job? How much should I charge? Or am I being taken advantage of? Or am I earning enough money? But I didn't know none of this because I didn't know the language.
And when was that?
When was it?
In 1990.
Like the year, you mean?
Yeah.
1990.
Okay. What are the big differences between El Salvador and America?
¿Cuál es la diferencia más grande de Estados Unidos con El Salvador?
La abundancia de trabajo y la abundancia de dinero y por ende la abundancia de comidas.
Okay. The biggest one is the abundance of a job. There's so many jobs to have. The abundance of money because you have a job. And because of having money, you having so much food.
Okay. What was your last day like in El Salvador? What emotions were going through your mind?
I didn't hear the last part.
What emotions were going through your mind?
Okay. ¿Cómo fue tu último día en El Salvador y qué emociones pasaste en ese día?
Ay, fue triste, Max, porque sí, Kelsey tenía como unos 6 años y ella lloraba porque ella no quería que yo me viniera y yo también lloré mucho porque me estaban separando de mi familia, de mi esposa y de mis hijas.
Max, it was the hardest thing I've ever done. Kelsey was only 6 years old and she knew we were not going to see each other for a while, or we didn't know when we're going to see each other again. So Kelsey cried so much, so that made it difficult for me to leave. I cried all the way, and I knew that I was separating from my family, and I didn't know when we're going to be together again.
Wow. How long were you guys apart?
¿Cuánto tiempo estuvimos separados?
5 años. 5 años.
Cindy was only 9 months old. I was 6 years old, And we were away for 5 years. So Cindy did not meet my dad until she was five years old. Yep.
So you were in America, and then the rest of them were still in El Salvador?
Mm-hmm. And then 2 years after, he sent for my mom. My mom came to America. So we were even more separated.
Who were your kids with?
We stayed with my dad's sister.
Got it. Okay. That is really sad.
It was pretty sad. I cannot lie.
How long did it take to get to America, and what method of travel did you use?
Okay. ¿Cuánto tiempo te tomó llegar a Estados Unidos y qué tipo de transporte ocupaste?
Me llevó 3 meses y me vine por autobús.
Okay. It took me 3 months and I came by a bus. But it doesn't take 3 months to get here. It takes 2 weeks by bus.
Then why did it take 3 months?
¿Por qué te tomó 3 meses?
Porque no tenía dinero y tenía que venir trabajando durante el camino para poder comprar alimentos y pagar mis pasajes.
It took that long because I didn't have enough money, so I had to work along the way to pay for my food and the payment for the buses.
Okay. Why did you come here?
¿Por qué viniste para Estados Unidos?
Porque un sobrino mío me había prometido recibirme aquí y darme trabajo.
A nephew of mine promised me that it was a land of opportunities and he was going to help me out, start here, give me a job, and give me an opportunity to do something in life.
Can you expand a bit more on that?
¿Puedes explicar un poquito más?
Mi sobrino tenía un negocio de venta de carros y él quería que yo trabajara como mecánico para él.
So my nephew had a dealership and I'm a mechanic. So he thought that I could work as a mechanic for him and make more money to help my family back home.
Okay. Did you bring any pets or okay, 1 second. Who came with you? Did you bring any pets or what did you, who did you not bring?
Cuando tú venías para acá, ¿traías animalitos o familiares contigo o venías solo? I was alone. No pets.
Okay. What, like, did you bring, like, clothing or anything like that? And did you bring a lot of it, or what did you have to leave?
Okay. Cuando viniste, ¿traías mucha ropa? ¿Traías poquita ropa? ¿Qué tuviste que dejar y qué traías?
Traía una backpack con ropa, pero las personas que...
¿Cuántos pantalones?
Traía 3 pantalones y 3 camisas, pero las personas que me traían me dijeron que no podía traer maleta.
Okay, so I was only allowed to bring a backpack, and I only had 3 pants, 3 underwear, 3 socks, and 3 shirts, because the people that were trying to help me get across said I cannot bring a luggage, only a backpack, whatever could fit in a backpack.
Well, yeah, what about food?
¿Y comida?
Nada.
No food.
You weren't allowed to, or?
You're not allowed to, because it's too heavy.
Too heavy?
To carry, because you'll be walking.
What about water for you?
Y agua.
Tomábamos de vez en cuando.
We would drink water once in a while.
Wow. From where?
De dónde?
De México de la frontera de México con Guatemala a la frontera de Estados Unidos con México.
Okay, so we would cross Guatemala frontier to Mexico. Basically all Mexico was really hard to get hold of water.
Okay. What did you expect coming here?
¿Qué esperabas cuando llegaste aquí? ¿Cuáles eran tus expectativas?
Mi sueño era trabajar, ahorrar dinero y mandar a traer a mi familia.
My expectations were finding lots of jobs, lots of different jobs, earn as much money as I could so I could bring my whole family over.
Okay. Okay, yeah, okay. How has the United States changed since you came here?
¿Cómo ha cambiado los Estados Unidos desde que tú llegaste?
Para mí ha cambiado mucho porque ahora estoy en una mejor posición.
No, no, ¿cómo ha cambiado el ambiente de Estados Unidos?
Oh, para mejor.
Ah, ¿cómo lo miras diferente?
Yo,
¿con más gente, con más diversidad?
Oh, sí, sí. Yo veo que ahora pues ya hay más gente latina. Y podemos compartir más nuestra cultura y encuentro más mejor el ambiente.
I find it very diverse now, such as there are more of my people from my country, for example, and now we have stores that carry our food, our snacks. And we can speak the language and we can relate. So I know that it has grown with more diversity.
Can you describe the experience of becoming a citizen?
¿Puedes describir la experiencia cuando te hiciste ciudadano?
Sí, puedo.
Yes, I say can.
Fue mi sueño hecho realidad, que yo siempre pensé llegar un día a tener una casa aquí en Estados Unidos y tener mi ciudadanía para poder vivir tranquilamente aquí en Estados Unidos.
It was the best day of my life and my dreams come true altogether, because when I put a foot here in this country, it was only hopes and dreams to own a house, and let alone to be legal and be a citizen, so I don't have to fear to be deported or be persecuted. So it's like a dream come true.
Okay. Was it hard learning a second language, and was there any barriers that you had to push through?
Fue muy difícil, es muy difícil aprender una segunda lengua. ¿Y qué paredes tuviste que derrumbar para aprenderlas?
Ok. Yo hubiera querido hablar inglés, pero tuve que trabajar para lograr mi objetivo de traer a mi familia. Y sí tuve que pasar como discriminaciones por no hablar inglés.
Yes, it's very hard. And I wish I could have had the time to go to school instead of working. But it was more important to work than go to school, because I knew my family would be better to come and live in this country. So I had to be discriminated because I didn't know the language, and it's really hard. And I just did my best to learn whatever I could.
Okay. What was it like returning to your family after 5 years?
¿Qué fue, cómo fue, qué emociones tuviste cuando viste a tu familia después de los 5 años que estuviste separados?
Ay, fue una alegría inmensa, Max, y agradezco mucho por recordarme esos momentos de que fueron como un sueño, fueron como algo que yo nunca pensé lograr, pero sí lo logramos.
Max, I am so thankful to you, because now I'm reliving all those happy moments through this interview. It was the happiest moment ever. It was a dream come true, because I thought that was so far away and that we were never going to be together. So I'm very thankful to you for reminding me that happy moment in my life.
Thank you for sharing that. It's really nice.
Sí, que muchas gracias por compartir eso.
Let's see. What was the scariest thing about coming to the United States?
¿Qué era lo más que tú le tenías para venir a Estados Unidos?
Morir en el camino por el desierto, porque te podía picar un animal en la noche. Eso es lo que tenía miedo.
He was very scared because he knew that he could die in the desert, not just by thirst, but by an animal can bite you, like a snake or a scorpion. Many possibilities that you could die and no one would find you. That was his biggest fear.
Whoa. I'm scared of snakes, so.
Yeah. I am too, Max.
What were your hopes for yourself and your family?
¿Cuáles son tus deseos para ti y para tu familia?
Mis deseos ya están cumplidos, que mi familia son ciudadanos americanos y yo ya estoy listo para regresar a mi país porque ya estoy cansado de trabajar. No he tenido una vida muy suave. Me ha tocado trabajar de domingo a domingo para poder quizás lograr mi objetivo y eso es lo que yo deseo ahorita.
My hopes have become true. I have worked since I was 12, full time. I couldn't go to school. So I am ready now. My dreams have come true. My whole family are U.S. citizen. There's nothing else I can work towards because everything is done. And I'm just ready to retire and go back home.
Do you think that will happen?
¿Tú crees que eso va a pasar? ¿Que te vas a retirar para ir a tu casa, a tu país?
Sí, nuevamente estoy haciendo otro ahorrito para poderme retirar y irme para mi país porque la vida allá es más barata.
That's my last goal. It's to save as much money as I can so I can retire to move back to El Salvador because the life is cheaper over there. But that's just my hope.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview. It's been amazing.
Oh, thank you, Matt.